Welcome, kings and queens, globally, to another wonderful episode of the Wake Up Call podcast with me, Leo Crystal Queen. And today we have the beautiful Catherine Galea. She's going to talk with us about chakra dance and move your body to change your life. And Catherine, she is an award-winning coach, mindfulness teacher, as well as chakra dance facilitator and EFT practitioner. She is very passionate about empowering children to become empowered and also adults by teaching them life skills that boost their confidence, resilience, and well-being. Welcome, Catherine. It's so much pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me with you. It's my honor and it's my pleasure to be connected with you here today. You're doing amazing, amazing work.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Really appreciate it. And just wanted to give a big shout out to all the listeners. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Just want to say a big thank you for everyone. I just realized that we have moved to 5K listeners from 4K last year. So I just want to send so much love and gratitude to everyone. And hopefully this podcast is helping you to grow spiritually, to expand on this path of ascension. Catherine, chakra dance from everything else in the world. Why did you choose chakra dance as an alternative healing practice?
Well, that has been a journey, actually. It didn't happen overnight. So I have to say a bit of my story, I guess.
Please.
I encountered chakra dance when I was living in London. That was 10 mm-hmm. years ago. And it was, coincidentally, I was just scrolling on Facebook, you know what we do nowadays, and this mm-hmm. advert came up, you know, chakra dance, and I was mesmerized by it. I've never heard of it. But of course, I was already into this world of spirituality. I loved the chakras. I had even a flat which I painted walls with the colors of the chakras, you know. So I was really into this energy of the chakras, the colors, vibration, and meditation. And I loved spontaneous dance, expressive dance, because it has helped me so much, the spontaneous dance, together with all the meditation, spiritual practices, NLP, EFT, to heal from an eating disorder. I suffered from anorexia and I was hospitalized at 30 kilos when I was 20 years old. Can you imagine? 30 kilos.
No. Wow.
Yes. So I loved dancing when I was young, a little girl who loved dancing. But I was, you know, my parents, and I'm not judging them, okay, because now I understand their story, never really listened to what I wanted to do, what I needed for myself to bloom as a little girl. I was the perfect little girl, nice, quiet, polite, mannered. And I never said no to my parents, especially my dad. And he never really was interested, except for having a good school and doing what everyone does. You know, he did not realize that I had this passion of dancing. So when I said I want to dance, he just ignored it. And then I went on to do some drama, which I did, but then I ignored as well. So I found a proper job at the age of 16, 17, 18. And I took it very seriously and I did very well. And by that time, something inside of me was dying. And that's where I got the eating disorder, which was a wake-up call. So this is Wake-Up Call podcast.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. Everyone has a different catalyst and this was yours.
Yes. And I could have easily died, because that's why they took me in a medical ward. I was not in a psychological ward. I was in a medical ward because the doctors were scared that my organs were going to collapse. I was such in a bad shape. So I was given like these drinks, high calorific drinks, which I used to throw away. But I had something inside of me which wanted to fight and survive. And I guess that's what I did. Until I found the world of, and I was seeing a psychologist and I did improve. I was still playing up and down with my weight. And I was still an unhappy person, even though I got married, I had a good job, I was quite successful in my job, something was missing. And then I discovered the world of personal development, yoga, meditation, and that is where my life started to really change. And then dancing, you know, I allowed myself to dance. And then eventually, when I was living in London for a year, I met chakra dance, and that completely changed my life.
Wow, this is what a transformational story. And what happened after your life was transformed to become a facilitator? And could you tell us more of like how does it help, you know, the chakra dance with the chakras? How does it help and what are the benefits?
Yeah, of course. Let's say we all, or most of us, we all have some emotional wounding. We bury emotions within us. We have some traumas, and these could be big traumas or large traumas.
Mm-hmm.
And chakras is part of our energy system. We know we have the physical body, we can feel it, we can touch it, but there's so much more to our physical body. There is also the energy body.
Mm-hmm.
And the chakras, and we work mainly with seven main chakras, are basically energy centers in our body. They are power centers. I'd like to see them as power centers, wheels circulating energy within them.
Mm-hmm.
And they regulate our energy. So when our energy is flowing freely, everything is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when there is a blocked energy, then our chakras get blocked. And we don't feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So we need to clear it. So that's the energy of the chakras. And of course, we can use affirmations, mantras, essential oils, crystals, healing work, whatever, which I am totally into it. I love it. But chakra dance, the using a dance which vibrates with the chakras, makes the healing even more powerful, because we are also moving our body, which is the container of our energy centers.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are moving our body in resonance with the chakras, because we are using music, of course, we dance to music, right? The music that we use is basically in alignment with the frequency of the chakras, because each chakra holds different frequencies. Does this make sense?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we are moving the energy of the chakras through our body, we are basically releasing a lot that is stuck in ourselves, because when energy centers are stuck, we feel them in our body. Like you see people walking and you say, oh my goodness, something is not right with them. You know, so that energy is stuck in the body as well. So we mm-hmm. move our body to move our chakras, and we start releasing in a beautiful, gentle way. It's not like doing this heavy therapy. It's, you know, in its own process, we start releasing and clearing, and we bring more clarity by releasing and clearing. First, we have to release and clear.
And do you have to wear a specific color to match the different chakra while you do the dance, or not specifically?
No, you don't have to, but I love wearing. I always recommend people that when we're dancing the different colors, we use that colors to really, you know, get into it, because by connecting the color, instinctively we're connecting to the chakra. So for example, we have the first chakra, at the base of the spine, because the chakras, the seven chakras, are along the spine. And the first one is the base chakra, the base, which is about instincts, and it's about the color red. So when I'm dancing the base chakra, I recommend using the color red. And not just using the color red as like dress up, but even maybe, you know, eat foods that are red, like a watermelon, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes. So we're really, really, like, you know, connecting to become more mindful
mm-hmm.
of the chakra through the color. Connect with it more through the color.
Wow. I love that. I have to say, I have done color therapy, so I fully, fully loving this. And I remember when I was first opening my third eye, and it was pulsating a lot and needed to be balanced, because when you have too much energy in the third eye, you can get a bit dizzy, you can start feeling a bit because the third eye is kind of adjusting. And I was actually I was eating a lot of figs.
Oh,
I was
wow.
eating a lot of figs, which actually.
Hello.
Catherine, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. I
Yeah,
can't hear. I couldn't hear you for a second.
something happened with the connection. Well, technical glitch happens sometimes. Wow. So yes, I was eating a lot of figs, and I'm sure that even our listeners who have experienced different chakra openings or different blockages, they can relate to that. But definitely color is very, very important. And where do you actually practice the chakra dance? And I know that you're also empowering children. So tell me more about that. Do you go to like schools or do you teach the parents?
So let's answer the first question. So with regards to chakra dance, at the moment I'm located in Cyprus. So of course I do live in Cyprus. When I lived in Malta, I did it live in Malta. And the best part of it, I used to love doing it in the temples for the solstice, the equinox, which is
Oh,
tomorrow. Yeah, so you're
beautiful.
bringing those memories. Yeah, it's very powerful, and in energetic spots it becomes even more powerful. And I will soon be able to facilitate chakra dance online too. So I will have a specific program that is designed for online facilitation, and that will also be very powerful because you can adjust it to your own time. You don't need to leave home, set time, set date, and go to a space. You do it in your own time, in your own space. So that's how we can do chakra dance. With regards to children and mindfulness, with children, I've mostly worked, of course, face to face. I've worked in schools, summer schools, and I've done a lot of private groups with children. So we meet for 6 weeks. A group of children comes for a 6 week course, and of course, in a child-friendly way, they are learning the power of the breath, and also a lot of life skills, like such as resilience, kindness, boundaries, bullying, you know, how to be assertive with bullies, being patient, paying attention, focus. In a world of distraction, children are so easily distracted, and mindfulness can really help them. Also, yes, I do help parents with mindfulness. And in fact, at the moment, I want to take it further, and I'm designing some online programs for parents and children.
So they can do it together. That is so exciting.
That is the
Wow.
intention. That is the intention, that by having parents involved more, they can do it together and bring more mindful way of living in a family setting. Because you know what I see is, you know, how can you calm a child if you as a parent is not calm? Stressed out parents cannot create calm children, isn't it?
Oh no, of course, because they mimic everything. There is this thing called emotional mimicking or emotional contagious, where now it's proven by science that if someone is stressed out, your brains actually, your neurons actually mimic that behavior.
Yes.
So that is now proven. So for everyone listening right now, if you do have a child, be very, very mindful what you do around them because they will absorb everything like a sponge. Wow. And regarding to like the chakra dance, you mentioned you're doing it physically and now you're launching online. Is there anything else that's cooking behind the scenes that you want to share with us?
That's the two main things that I'm sort of at the creative mode at the moment. And actually, I need to step a bit back from being so outside so I can really go on with the creation. I have a 7-year-old daughter, which she has co-authored a book, and it's published, and for children, of course, a children's book. But this summer we started creating another book, just me and her. And that's also sort of cooking at the background, and we're sort of we have the idea of the book, and I need to get writing it, give it a structure and write it and get it published.
Wow, to be fair, actually, from experience of when I wrote Ruby Rose in the Crystal Palace, the interesting part is I wrote Skeleton, which was like the different chapters first, and then I just started expanding on that, and it was so much easier when you have a little bit of clarity of what you actually want to write about. So just like throwing it out there and not knowing where to pinpoint the story and how to piece everything together.
Yes, this is so true. And I guess we have that outline, the ideas and how it will, the journey of this particular girl, because this is a journey of a girl. And we have all that. So it's just about just now, giving it more weight and turning it into a book because it's all there.
And with the chakra dance, one last question. You mentioned that it's very transformative movement modality that helps people, especially women who are self-critical or lack self-esteem or worth, which we've all gone through, to heal. Is there anything that you see in your clients that maybe stopping them from progressing, or what do you see in terms of what would you say is the biggest block that you have seen so far?
Well, the biggest block that I see is always, the fear and, really getting them out of comfort zone in a way because they're used to a certain way of life and maybe so they have the dream like I want this, I want to be free of this trauma, I want to be liberated, but still there is that fear. What will happen once I'm liberated and free? How my life will actually be, So sometimes it's like you want to jump, but you don't jump, and it happened to myself so many times. You hesitate to take the leap, and that I see it in many people because it's like they don't know what's going to happen beyond what they've known in their life. But what I can say is in chakra dance, we create a really safe and non-judgmental space. We create a container full of love, compassion, so it becomes very safe. We're not taking people completely out of safety. We are guiding them to a process, to a journey. And because each chakra works at different levels, then it becomes so much easier because you're building it up. It's not sudden, it's gentle.
Wow. Yes, of course. It's better to be gentle than throwing everything completely. Like, for example, doing an ayahuasca is not really gentle. It can really start surfacing things, and if you're not prepared, it's like a completely different level. It's like going to proficiency level instead of
Yes.
starting from beginning.
Yes, but chakra dance is sort of more gentle. It holds the space and it guides you through. And it's what we call a trauma-informed practice because we're not taking people completely out of their window of tolerance. We're not taking people at the deep end. We are guiding them. We are showing them the way. And the body, the body knows. The body all the knowledge and the body knows where to take you. So if that person is ready to arrive till X, not Z, the body will take you till X. We're not forcing the body to go to Z.
Wow. Yes.
So it's working with our own instinctive knowledge and we know where we can go to. We're not forcing anything. And that's why I love it. Because sometimes, we try to force things out of ourselves. But this doesn't do this. It's gentle. You go where you can go.
Well, that is amazing way, because I know that some people prefer that as opposed to just jumping right in, so it's very smooth. And could you say that a lot of children Because I know for children that will be amazing to start balancing their chakras from a very, very, very young age. I think parents underestimate the power that kids have when it comes to their energy system because it is not anywhere in school or in the books. So when they have some issue, that can easily be fixed by just bringing more balance into the system.
I can tell you, children are so much easier to work with because they're so much more open. And of course, they might have some adverse experience in their life and some traumas, but they are so more open to different ways of dealing with things. I've had children with tapping, and it works so much faster tapping with children than adults, even though it's, it works quite fast as a modality. But you children, you see them, you see the difference. It's amazing. And there is a chakra dance for kids. There is a specific one for kids, which I am not officially trained for it. So, but there is the possibility of working with chakras in a movement way of doing it as well, because of course children love to move.
Of course, well, they move all the time, and I think they may be rearranging their chakras unconsciously without even realizing it. Wow, this is great, Catherine. You've shared so much knowledge, but where can people find you? I mean, I'm gonna put all the links in the description box, but I still want you to share your website so people know where to look for your projects, your next project.
Yes, there isn't so much about my next projects. They're still sort of in secret, not so much anymore. My website is very simple, katringalia.com. So you can learn more about me and what I do in general. And if any of you lovely listeners who are taking the time to listen, you would like to know more about your chakras, you can have a chakra health check. Just send me an email on info@katringalia.com and I'll be happy to share this chakra health check with you.
Oh wow, that is very interesting. So you send them you send them an email with the results, or how does it work?
I will send them it's no, I will send them sort of a PDF questionnaire where they can self sort of analyze their chakras in a very spontaneous way. Non-judgmental way. And so they can understand where they could have imbalances and maybe which chakras they could work with.
Wow. Well, this has been very helpful, and I'm very much sure that the listeners are loving it. If you do have any questions for Catherine, please don't forget to comment underneath the podcast, because I know Catherine would love your questions. And if you want us to expand the topic or add something, we can create a new podcast specifically for you, because you are very important for us and of course this ascension process. So with anything that we can help you, we're more than happy. Thank you once again, Catherine, for being here, for taking the time, and for sharing all your wisdom and knowledge with all of us.
Thank you so much for having me because, of course, this is my mission to be part of this new movement of awakening and we all ascending together for a better world for humanity and for our children. And I believe doing some healing work for all of us, because I'm also works in progress, we will keep ascending. Great work you're doing. Thanks for all the listeners. And as you said, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you again. And thank you for all the listeners. Hope you have a wonderful day, night, whatever you are globally. We love you, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.